This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored!
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom when there's Lou Fam Fun.
Hey, it's Stephanie White on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. And we are here again for another great podcast. We've got something really unique for you coming up. And it is going to be all about sports, because we know that families love going out and cheering on a local team. So we're connecting with a gentleman by the name of Nathan. He is the owner of the River City Rovers. And I know you're thinking, who's that? I mean, I've heard of the Bats. We've got this U of L and Bellarmine and college teams, but who are these River City Rovers? Well, it's really, really cool, and I'm sure Maggie and Nathan are going to chat it up here in a moment, but I wanted to share with you in my intro just a little discussion about seasonal sports activities for our families, because we have warm weather and everybody's getting outside and wondering what to do. I know that pretty much every evening my son is like, let's go play basketball, or let's go throw the ball, you know, and play baseball in the front yard. Crossing my fingers we don't break anything, but anyway, we have fun. But it's the summertime, and I love for families to get active together. Sports are not something that I think should be totally just sitting on the sidelines and watching your kids get involved. I actually just wrapped up coaching my children's YMCA soccer team. Well, it was just my daughter's team. I can't coach both of them. I can't be in two fields at the same time. So anyway, to be honest, I always wanted to coach. My mother was my soccer coach growing up, and I just loved that, and I really looked up to her. But part of me was like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Really, to say yes to another thing, commit to another thing. But then I just said, you know, I got a second email from the YMCA. They were like, hey, nobody signed up for coaching the little kids' soccer team. And I'm like, oh man. Then the guilt started kicking in. I said, I could totally do this. You know, I played soccer for so many years. And so I signed up. And let me just tell you, I'm going to coach my daughter's soccer team, or even my son's if they need it, for as long as I can, because it was so much fun. My poor little team scored like one goal the whole season, but I just loved just playing, you know, the game with them, teaching them a little something. It was active for me. I was sweating during the practices, running around with them. And, you know, just a little bit of a challenge each day to figure out, what am I going to do at practice tonight? So even if you're not going to coach, you know, that is a commitment. And maybe you can't handle that, or you feel nervous about that. Get somebody to partner with you, and maybe you could do it together. I did have an assistant coach, and that was definitely nice to have a little assistance there. But if not, you know, after the practice, play with your kids. Get out. If it's not a sport, go to the parklands and go for a bike ride together. Find your neighborhood park and go for a bike ride together. Do something athletic together. Now, if you want to go watch a sport, of course, we've got the Louisville Bats. We love the Bats. They are a sponsor of LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. What I particularly like about them is their family-friendly venue. I love on Sundays that they have other things going on for the families. I love that there's special discounts and promotions pretty much all the time. You can listen to different radio stations and get special deals. I mean, there's always some sort of package deal. And then we probably missed it now, but don't forget, next spring you can go see the Louisville Cardinals play for free for basketball. And then we've got these wonderful people in the River City Rovers. They're just over the river in Jeffersonville, and they are going to be a great way to model just the skill and athleticism to your young kids who are really into soccer. I know soccer is so popular here in Louisville. So it's awesome to have this opportunity. And tickets to their games are just $5. And it's a really beautiful new stadium over there in Jeffersonville. Oh, I'm stealing the whole show. I'm so excited about it. I'm telling you about it. And I'm not even waiting for Nathan to get on and talk about his team. I hope he tells you about his fantastic coach they have, who is a former Major League Soccer player. So, here in Louisville, it is vibrant. Get out, do something this summer. Put that on your list. Remember, I did that podcast about the summer itinerary, about making your list and coming up with something that your family, five things that your family would like to do together. Pick categories. Maybe one of them is, let's do something sporty, athletic. Let's go to some sort of athletic event. And then another thing could be, counteracting that with something cultural, and then something trying a new restaurant, and then something educational, and then, all sorts of stuff like that. But make one of them something sporty, something athletic. And we have plenty of opportunities for that here in Louisville. Hey, you want to get active? Don't forget about that paddling they have at the Parklands. That's pretty sweet. You can go right there and you can get active. And that's a sport. That's a different type of sport. And it's not too out of the realm here, because I've seen the crew teams from the universities on the Ohio River. So that's something to expose to your children as well. Whatever it is, do something athletic this summer and have fun with it. Maybe it is going to be the River City Rovers. So let's see what Maggie has to say coming up here with Nathan from the River City Rovers. Thanks for tuning in.
I am your host, Maggie Kimberl. With me today is Nathan Pitcock of Derby City Rovers. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. So Derby City Rovers is a soccer league.
We're a soccer team, actually.
A soccer team. Club, I got gotcha. You. A club. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the terms to go with here. So sure. You're a soccer club. And are there other soccer clubs in Louisville, or are you pretty much the only one?
We're the only one that has a men's team playing in the Premier Developmental League. There's lots of youth soccer clubs in Louisville.
Right, right.
And we have our own youth academy, but we're the only one who sort of has the top of the pyramid as well, where the players springboard into the professional ranks.
Okay, gotcha. So you were talking a little bit about, summer camps and stuff like that. So you do summer camps for kids for soccer?
Skill
development, or how does that work?
Exactly. We focus with the younger players on laying a foundation in the basic skills of the game, teaching those skills, and then just having them in an environment where they're having a lot of fun. We want them to play the game for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure, again, we develop that passion at an early age.
So do you have the more professional players working with the younger players, or how does that work? Who's coaching those leagues?
Absolutely. Well, our men's team is led by head coach Tyrone Marshall, and
okay.
We're very fortunate to have Tyrone. Tyrone played 15-plus years in Major League Soccer. He was a two-time All-Star, two-time MLS Cup champion.
Wow, he sounds like a big deal.
He's a little bit of a big deal.
Awesome.
Played 85 times for the Jamaican national team as well.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Again,
is that like Olympics or is that World Cup?
The World
or
Cup.
Like, okay,
exactly.
I gotcha. Exactly. Okay. You'll have to forgive me. I know absolutely nothing about sports, particularly soccer. So.
Sure.
Okay, so now do you do... Do you have teams of kids throughout the year playing, or is this just summer camps that you do? Tell me about some of the soccer options. If I wanted to get my son, we actually had him in a different, kids league last summer, and he did a really great job. He was really good at it, and he plays soccer at school, and he loves it. And so if I wanted to get him into something that was a little bit more like on an ongoing basis. Now, are you guys inside, outside?
We're about 10 months out of the year.
Okay.
So we're both indoors and outdoors.
Okay.
We distinguish ourselves by having sort of the full pyramid, if you will, where you start at the grassroots level of the
mm-hmm.
game, and then ultimately as players progress all the way up to the professional ranks.
Okay.
So our men's team sits at the top of the pyramid in the Premier Developmental League. And then below that, we have our youth academy, where we have competitive teams.
Okay.
We started out the last 2 years with ages 13 through 18, but this spring we're going to have our tryouts and extend things to all the way down to under 8 and go from under 8 all the way up to 18 on both the boys and the girls.
Awesome.
And then we also do sort of another level of outreach, I guess, if you will, beyond that, mm-hmm. where we're doing some programming partnered up with the YMCA.
Oh, awesome.
We're with the Southeast YMCA offering, we call it our skill developmental program.
Oh, great.
One night a week with their leagues.
Oh, so that's good, because they're all over town. So exactly. If you want to reach more people, you kind of have to partner with them.
For sure. Well, they've been great partners. They've really got a good thing going with their league. And what we're trying to do is just simply supplement what they're already doing.
Gotcha.
With a little bit of something extra for the kids who are looking for it.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, with the Y, I think they're more volunteer basis coaches,
that's
and
correct.
You guys are a little bit more professional based.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're just kind of like supplementing their coaching staff,
that's
basically.
Right. One night a week, we bring our coaching staff out and we do skill-based training with them meant to supplement what the volunteer coaches are doing. And the volunteer coaches do a great job.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's a lot of the kids in the league who, you know, they're enjoying their experience, but they're ready for something
a little bit more of a challenge.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
you're providing them with the extra challenge. That's
exactly.
Great. So where do you all meet if I want to get my 7-year-old into soccer with you all, where do you all meet? Where are you offering classes right now?
We'll have two camps over the summer at the Southeast YMCA on
okay.
6 Mile Lane.
Okay.
Our youth academy, which is sort of ongoing throughout the year, mm-hmm. our primary facility is over at Walden School on Westport Road.
Oh, okay.
We will expand and start to do training at some other locations, but Walden has been our home base up to this point.
And they've got a really nice facility there, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And it's a great school. I'm actually going to be coaching their high school team in the fall.
Oh, fantastic.
As they restart their high school program.
Good deal. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was also going to say, you know, our men's team plays from May through July,
okay.
and they're just getting ready. They just kicked off their season last Friday night, and their first home game is coming up Friday the 16th.
Oh, boy. So that sounds exciting. Now, is this indoor or outdoor? Do they play?
It's outdoor.
They play outdoor.
And they play at the Worley Athletic Complex just across the river in Jeffersonville. It's
okay.
A brand new state-of-the-art complex, turf field.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that on Twitter. That looks like a really cool place.
That's right.
Okay. So now we've talked a little bit about, you know, your partnership with the YMCA. Tell me a little bit more about the summer camps. Where are you? Are the summer camps going to be at the same locations?
The summer camps will be in conjunction with the YMCA camps, the ones being done at the Southeast branch.
Okay.
The kids will have the option to do it sort of in conjunction with the YMCA camps. They can do it
with their day camps,
or they can do it as a part of the day camp.
I gotcha.
They would do 9 a.m. to noon with the Rovers, and then they would do the rest of the day with the YMCA, or they can do just Rovers only.
Huh. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, if I wanted to take my family to watch a soccer game, that's over in Jeffersonville, you said. What's that all about? I mean, do you have fans that show up and watch the games, or is it
absolutely.
Mostly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we're hoping for a big crowd here this season. You know, we've got a great complex, and what we're trying to really do is strike a balance between sort of the hardcore soccer supporter who wants
uh-huh.
to come and get rowdy and maybe heckle the other team.
Yeah, because soccer fans are kind of a little on the crazy side, aren't they? They're kind of
sure.
They kind of have that reputation, don't they?
They do enjoy themselves, let's say.
I was in Paris during the World Cup in 1998, and it was
I was too.
It was a little insane.
For sure.
Okay, well that's cool. So like, if I go to a soccer game, do you have like concessions? How much
Absolutely.
Is the admission to get in and all that kind of, and what days of the week are the games?
Games are mostly on Friday nights.
Okay.
There's a couple Thursday night games, and we do, in fact, I have one Sunday afternoon game, but mostly centered around the weekend from sort of Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
And we do have concessions. We are, like I said, we're trying to strike a balance between an environment for the rowdy soccer supporters, but
mm-hmm.
also a family-friendly environment.
Family-friendly rowdy soccer supporters.
Exactly.
I think my kids would fit in there.
For sure. For sure. You know, we'll have some things like inflatables and kid-friendly games.
Ooh, fun.
And things like that.
Ooh,
as well.
That's good. That's awesome. So what teams are you playing? Where are these teams coming from? Is this like a league that's nationwide and there are other soccer clubs out there and you all play each other?
Exactly. We're in a league that has approximately 72 teams spread across the country in geographically based conferences. We're in the South Atlantic Conference, where we'll be playing against, we have one team from out of Cincinnati, two teams from out of West Virginia, another from South Carolina, and another from North Carolina.
So you're like in a cluster and you all play each other.
Exactly.
Kind of like the same way it works in baseball, but a little different.
Exactly.
And you have tournaments?
There is a postseason.
Okay.
If you finish at the top of your division, you'll advance on and you'll play against the other divisional winners from around the country.
And how many divisions are there?
I believe it's 8 at this point.
Okay, so that sounds like it could be pretty interesting. Now, this is your first year?
This is actually our 4th year.
Oh, wow.
With the men's team.
Okay.
And our youth academy has been established for 2 years now, getting ready to start into the 3rd year.
So have you ever gone on to the finals, what do you call it?
The men's team hasn't made it to the playoffs yet. However, we've had quite a bit of success with our youth academy teams.
We had
two teams in the regional finals last year. And it looks like we're going to get about 4 teams into the playoffs this year. So.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. All right. So how do you know when your kids are ready for soccer? Like, what's a recommendation that you would give to a parent who says, you know, I kind of want to get them into something. How do I know if they're ready?
Well, I think, again, as far as getting started, I think it's a great game for kids to get started with because there's not a lot of stops and starts. There's not a lot of remembering plays. It's very free-flowing and very open to kids expressing themselves. So I think really almost any kid who expresses an interest in playing a sport or being active can be enrolled. And then it becomes a question of when are you ready for something maybe a little bit more than the recreational level. And then it's just a matter of whether is your kid one who's looking to play outside of the practice or the games? Are they looking to play a little bit on their own? Do they kick around in the backyard, something like that? That's probably a pretty good indication that they might be ready for something a little more advanced coaching and that sort of thing.
So by advanced coaching, do you mean you get them into a more advanced program? Or are they in like a junior league? Or how does that work?
You know, with our club, you know, if our youngest age is U8s, and with those kids, you know, we're not looking to travel a lot. There's not really a need to.
Right.
It's very similar to what they would have
still
in the
learning.
Recreational leagues.
Yeah.
Exactly, except they're going to probably train more frequently, twice a week, where most recreational leagues are once a week.
Okay.
They're going to train with professional coaches who can demonstrate the techniques and teach the concepts of the game. And then when it comes to game day, they're going to get instructions from a coach, again, who's played the game at a high level and has some coaching credentials and can teach them in a developmentally appropriate way.
Cool. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you've got leagues, you've got summer camps, you've got coaching options for all the kids.
For sure. We're into it all.
Wow. It sounds like you guys are all over the place. Any plans for expansion? You want to take your youth league stuff to other areas of town?
Well, as I said, we started out with just 13 through 18-year-old boys plus the men's team.
Okay.
And now we are going to add down to, you know, the under 8 age group. So it'll be, you know, kids 7 years old through 18 within our youth academy. It'll be both boys and girls.
And you've got 2 locations, South End and East End.
Well, you know, we've
any plans to add any more locations for that?
You know, we kind of train all over the place, to be honest.
Okay.
And we actually, within our youth academy, we recruit players from as far away as Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Lexington. So we draw from a pretty wide base already.
Wow. So that's like ultimate soccer mom if you drive your kid from Evansville or Lexington.
For sure. Some very committed mothers.
Awesome. So we've talked a little bit about games, and you've said that you're going to have like bouncy houses and stuff like that available. Are you going to have family nights or anything like that?
Well, for our first game, we'll have YMCA night, where any YMCA players will be admitted to the game free if they're wearing league jerseys. We've also established a partnership with the Clark County Soccer Association, which is the recreational program over there in Jeffersonville. And they'll have the same offer where if the players wear their jerseys, they get into the game free.
Good deal.
We've been talking with some other youth groups, and we're really wide open to establishing partnerships with different youth organizations. And you know, we just really want to get families out there to the games and get them to see the soccer that we've got on the field.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So I feel like we have a lot of different soccer clubs around town. What makes you all different?
What really makes us unique is, again, that we have sort of the whole pyramid of player development, extending, again, from the grassroots in the very youngest ages through our partnerships with the YMCA into our youth academy, where players are seeking out a little bit higher level training and development. And then as the players progress into high school, you know, our teams are competing in the top showcases around the country, getting themselves college exposure and really getting ready to press on to the highest levels of the game. And then ultimately we have our senior team at the top of it, where these guys are being groomed for, you know, possibly playing professionally at some point.
So it's not necessarily that you all are better than all the other soccer clubs out there. It's that you're just catering to a different skill set.
For sure, sure. I mean, we certainly believe very strongly in what we do and in the quality of what we do. But yes, we're definitely catering towards the more serious soccer player. And that being said, at the grassroots, at the very youngest age, you know, the players don't know who's serious.
Yeah, they're not really serious about anything except maybe like cartoons and video games.
Exactly.
Cool. Now, you're the Derby City Rovers. What's a rover?
A rover is actually a pirate, which, you know, we get this question a lot. You know, people just aren't really familiar with the word without really ever knowing
what it means. I was thinking like lunar rover. I'm a nerd, though.
Well, most other rovers that people know, they have something before it, like Land Rover, Lunar Rover, whatever, and that's to distinguish it from the original.
From a pirate.
Right.
So if you don't have a qualifier, you're a pirate, is
correct.
What you're saying.
Correct.
Okay, I gotcha. So how can people connect with you? On what kind of social media are you on?
We have Facebook pages. Our Facebook page is actually in the process of being changed over from our previous name.
Because you just recently went through a name change. You went from River City to Derby City Rovers.
That's correct. That's correct. We wanted to connect more strongly with the city of Louisville, and we just didn't really feel like River City.
And that's a good move. I'm on board with that.
Powerfully enough. So.
Right on.
So we have our Facebook page, which is River City Rovers Soccer. It will eventually become Derby
It'll
City Rovers Soccer.
It'll eventually move over. Okay. And what's your Twitter handle?
Rovers Soccer.
Rovers Soccer. All right. So folks can connect with you on those social media sites for more information. And also visit, what's your website?
Roversoccer.com.
Roversoccer.com. Awesome. All right. So it is now time for our Friday Funny. So did you come prepared with a joke?
I did.
Lay it on me.
You have to remember that, again, a rover is a pirate, and we're a soccer club.
Oh, he's
here.
Setting it up, folks. So, he's really nervous. Let's hear it.
What team in this summer's World Cup will the Rovers, or the Pirates, be rooting for?
I don't know. Which team?
Argentina.
That's a good one. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Looking forward to checking out a soccer game pretty soon. And I'd like to remind everybody to tune in next week for the Louisville Family Fun Podcast.